Isabelle Jolie is one of the restaurant's owners. She used to run a local food truck on the outskirts of Keene, but she and a couple business partners signed a lease last year to open a new full restaurant downtown. She says it's been a big project, all the renovations and planning.
Oh yeah, we put a lot of money into it. Let's put it this way, we gutted the entire section retail area out. We put in a brand new kitchen.
She chose the name of this new venture almost by happenstance. She knew she wanted the word pho in there, a popular Vietnamese soup. Plus, Keene, of course, where the restaurant would be located. She ran the idea past a friend.
He said, why don't you just put something like good or great, because I've never had Vietnamese food and it was great. And when he repeated the whole thing, I thought, wait a minute, that sounds, you know, funny.
So that was it. Pho Keene Great. There's even t-shirts she made as a marketing tool last year, the name in bold lettering below a cartoon of a Vietnamese woman eating noodle soup. Jolie says it's really not offensive. After all, it doesn't sound so bad if you say it with the proper inflection.
Pho, like you were asking a question. Pho, therefore it requires a pause, so it should be pho Keene Great. That's how we say it in Vietnamese.
But not everyone agrees.
So, Article 10 of their lease states that they shall not put up any signage, window lettering, signs, or posters without the permission of the leasor, which is the city as the building owner.
This is Elizabeth Dragon, Keene City Manager. When Jolie put up a temporary Pho Keene Great Coming Soon sign in the window in December, the city asked her to take it down. This isn't the same situation as most other businesses in town, Dragon says. That's because Jolie's not leasing from a private landlord, but actually the city itself. The space she leased is literally in the same building as City Hall. And the terms of that lease give the city the right to approve or deny what goes up, Dragon says, including something that could cause complaints or be offensive.
So I think a lot of people are confusing it with, you know, First Amendment rights, but it's really just about the lease.
This whole kerfuffle, though, hit the news around the holidays and since then has gone viral.
In a Vietnamese restaurant in Keene, New Hampshire, is being forced to change its name.
This is late night host Seth Meyers last week.
Because city officials feel the name Pho Keene Great sounds offensive.
Jolie's t-shirts started flying off the shelves, several hundred a day as of last week. She says a group of 8 American soldiers in Afghanistan even put in an order.
So, yeah, we had a pretty big response.
The thing is, if you've been living in New Hampshire for a while, you know this isn't the first time an offbeat story from Keene has hit the national news. There was the time the city's traditional fall pumpkin festival devolved into riots. There's local characters like the crying Nazi and redneck Muslim. And of course, the libertarian Robin Hooders, who went after meter maids downtown to keep them from issuing parking tickets. Connected to a lot of these stories in some way is a man named Ian Freeman, a general gadfly of many in city government. He's the same guy, it turns out, who's behind the organization that owns the property where Jolie had her original food truck and where the gift store is that's now selling her t-shirts. Freeman's a vocal libertarian, a former Free Stater, who hosts a radio show, Free Talk Live, and runs a blog, Free Keene, now titled Free Keene Great. Jolie's t-shirts are linked to, by the way, quite prominently on that site. So all that, combined with the fact that the Pho Keene Great sign would, to some, appear to mock the city and sit right next to City Hall, is leading to questions about whether the whole thing is an elaborate setup or prank of some kind.
There's been a lot of discussion since all of this has been going on. Some of the people who came to your support immediately are people who are connected with Free Keene movement in town.
Local Keene radio host Dan Mitchell grilled Isabelle Jolie on it last week.
You don't have any connection other than that you have friendships and relationships like anybody else would have with some of the people that happen to belong to that political aspiration, I guess, in town, right?
That's correct. No, absolutely not.
Freeman, for his part of Free Keene, says any suggestion along these lines is a conspiracy theory, ridiculous. And Jolie agrees. She's just trying to open a restaurant, she says, and she's already invested a lot of time and money in the process. City Manager Elizabeth Dragon declined to comment on any connection to the local libertarian movement. She says she's gotten a lot of response on both sides of the issue from far beyond Keene, and the city will likely come to a decision on the restaurant's application for a sign later this week. For NHPR News, I'm Breecha Green.